Hi, this is Officer Mann with the Oshkosh Police Department. The chief, assistant chief, and captain went to our warming shelter to deliver gift cards and blessing bags in the lights of Christmas. Many individuals were already lining up in front of the shelter in hopes of a warm bed and meal that evening. One male I spoke to thanked me for the gift cards and bag. He went on to tell me that he is a recovering drug addict and has had prior police contact because of this. He told me that he now had a different outlook on police officers after having this positive contact with us. Hi, this is Officer Mann with the Oshkosh Police Department. Officers visited a local food pantry to hand out some gift cards in the lights of Christmas. We met a lady who said that she and her 5 grandchildren moved to Oshkosh from Milwaukee. She told officers that she has always believed in angels, but now after receiving the gift cards and speaking with officers, she proclaimed that she knew for sure that angels are real. Hi, this is Officer Mann with the Oshkosh Police Department. While officers were at Starbucks in Oshkosh hosting an event called Coffee with a Cop, we saw a gentleman on the sidewalk holding up a cardboard sign asking for help. We approached him and told him that we would like to help. We handed him a blessing bag and explained what was inside and also provided him with a gift card to get some food. As we were talking to him, a silent tear slid down his cheek as he was thanking us. Hi, this is Officer Mann with the Oshkosh Police Department in the lights of Christmas. Officers were told about a single mom who could use some extra help this year. I went to go and visit her and explained why I was there. She quietly told me that it had been a tough year and I could see tears in her eyes. I later received a message from her friend who had told me about her, that she was overwhelmed by the kindness shown. She said she's having a very bad day with her teenage daughter, and then you showed up. She said that it really turned her day around and gave her the faith and strength to keep on going.
Hi, I'm Captain Warwick with another Lights of Christmas story. The Lights of Christmas Community Initiative will live on for many months within the Green Bay Police Department. Officers continually send me emails, and the district captains, Todd Lapine, John Lokes, are constantly working together to hand out these gift cards that were donated in this initiative. We'll have community policing officers ask for cards because they know of a family in need, and they're trying to brighten up their holiday season. Most recently, we had an officer collect some gift cards and go out to one of the apartment complexes, and you know, on behalf of the Green Bay Police Department, we wish each and every one of you a wonderful holiday season. Please follow us on Facebook. Thank you for your support of the Q90 FM Lights of Christmas outreach. Hi, I'm Captain Warwick with another Lights of Christmas story. The Lights of Christmas outreach really has taken a new level this year. It has grown exponentially. Myself and the crime analysis staff at the Green Bay Police Department were at Festival Foods, and I handed a festival card to a little kid. You could tell he didn't know what a gift card was, but I told him to give that gift card to his parents as his Christmas gift to his parents, and just to say Merry Christmas to Mom and Dad and help them during this holiday season. Thank you for your support of the Q90 FM Lights of Christmas outreach. Hi, I'm Captain Warwick with another Lights of Christmas story. Several officers, our mental health officers, Gerardin Allen, and community policing officer Paul Van Handel, and Captain Todd Lapine, and I were at the MICA Center. People come there during the day as a daytime warming shelter that have resources out in the community that can help these people. There was a luncheon as the nexus to bring people together to spread the holiday spirit. As they were eating lunch, officers Gerardin, Van Handel, and Allen were handing out blessing bags. The people that were the recipients of these were so taken back that Officer Gerardin would often know these people on a personal level to get them the resources that they need. She would know where they lived and what would be best utilized for them. And really goes to show that, you know, policing is, it's about helping people. It's about learning about what's going on in these individuals' lives and making a difference. And that's because of this Lights of Christmas initiative. Thank you for your support of the Q90 FM Lights of Christmas outreach. Hi, I'm Captain Warwick with another Lights of Christmas story. As we were in downtown Green Bay the other day, and I saw a young mother pushing her stroller down the sidewalk. Snow-covered, the baby had a blanket over its carrier, and the mom was en route to somewhere. I provided her a blessing bag and gift card for her to spend not only on herself, but on her child, just to make Christmas that much more special. She shook my hand, said thank you many times. Thank you for your support of the Q90 FM Lights of Christmas outreach. I'm Captain Warwick with another Lights of Christmas story. When we gave out blessing bags, we were driving down South Monroe, and I saw a lady standing outside the post office by the bus stop. In doing so, I could see that she was going somewhere. She had all her belongings packed up, and then I stopped the squad car in the middle of the road, put the lights on, got out, and spoke with her. In speaking with her, she said that she was en route to the shelter. You could tell this lady didn't have much to her name. She said that she was en route to the shelter, and when I handed her the blessing bags, you could tell just by looking in her eyes that she was very grateful. She was very appreciative of the blessing bag, which then I followed it up with a gift card that was one of the gift cards from Walmart that was donated to us. And you could not put a price on what we saw through that lady's eyes. Her appreciation, hopefully that made her day. And in doing so, we left that contact, you know, thinking, you know, this is why police officers are out in the community making these positive contacts. It goes to show the true meaning of this initiative. Thank you for your support of the Q90 FM Lights of Christmas Outreach.
This is Sergeant Dave Lund of the Appleton Police Department, and this is a Lights of Christmas story from one of our officers. We had a call last week where a woman stopped in the lobby to report a possible fraud. She had cashed a check that had been given to her and was depending on the money. However, the check bounced. She was in tears because this meant she had no money for Christmas presents for her two grandchildren. I felt for her and stop by today with a Lights of Christmas blessing bag for each child and some gift cards for Christmas. She was so moved by the generosity as we were able to lift some of her burden. Thank you for your support of the Q90 Lights of Christmas. This is Sergeant Dave Lund of the Appleton Police Department, and this is a Lights of Christmas story from one of our officers. A 41-year-old man passed away suddenly of an aneurysm this year. He left behind a 15-year-old son and an adult daughter. The 15-year-old recently posted on Facebook that he felt so alone with his dad gone. I stopped at his house to give him and his family Lights of Christmas gift cards. After he got over his initial fear of having an officer show up at his door looking for him, he was thrilled to have been thought of and being gifted such a thoughtful gift. He couldn't say thank you enough. Thank you for your support of the Q90 Lights of Christmas. This is Sergeant Dave Lund of the Appleton Police Department, and this is a Lights of Christmas story from one of our officers. A woman in her 60s had a heart valve replaced earlier this year. She not only works full-time as a cleaning person, but she also volunteers every Saturday for a local charity. She lives alone. Since she was out of work with her medical issues for a couple of months, finances became very tight. She was struggling to figure out whether to pay her electric bill or buy groceries. Chief Thomas provided her with a Lights of Christmas gift card that blessed her enormously during this tough time. This gift of kindness will make her season brighter and put food on her table. Thank you for your support of the Q90 Lights of Christmas. This is Sergeant Dave Lund of the Appleton Police Department, and this is a Lights of Christmas story from one of our officers. Two brothers, one in 8th grade and the other in 10th grade, lost their father in a tragic car accident this year. I heard their mother didn't think she and her boys could do Christmas this year because they don't have a lot without the father's income. It was heartbreaking to learn this. I picked up some gift cards from the Lights of Christmas and delivered them to this family. While it was looking impossible for them to celebrate Christmas, their first without their father, Lights of Christmas added a bright spot to their holidays. Thank you for your support of the Q90 Lights of Christmas. This is Sergeant Dave Lund of the Appleton Police Department, and this is a Lights of Christmas story from one of our officers. I had an encounter with a woman having significant health issues who has recently been involved in a domestic abuse situation. She is struggling to find her voice and is simply down and out. I gave her a Lights of Christmas gift card. She cried tears of happiness that someone noticed her and cares about her. She then gave me a giant hug. Thank you for your support of the Q90 Lights of Christmas. This is Sergeant Dave Lund of the Appleton Police Department, and this is a Lights of Christmas story. Chief Thomas, Assistant Chief Potter, and Sergeant Lund were at the Family First Ministries Outside the Box breakfast distributing Lights of Christmas blessing bags and gift certificates. It was amazing to see their faces light up as they handed these recipients a gift card or blessing bag. One man immediately opened the backpack, looked through the contents, and pulled out a yellow minion hat. He placed it on his head with a big smile. The hat didn't come off during the rest of the breakfast. Another man told me, "Christmas isn't what it used to be until today." Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your support of the Q90 Lights of Christmas. I'm Sergeant Dave Lund of the Appleton Police Department, and here is a Lights of Christmas story from one of the Appleton police officers. While working the night shift, I came across a homeless man walking through the Walgreens parking lot. I noticed that he didn't have a hat on. I ran back to the police department and grabbed a Lights of Christmas blessing bag that contained a very warm looking hat. I brought him a cup of coffee at the Quick Trip and gave him the red bag. The bag contained not just the hat, but new gloves, hand warmers, some food, and other essentials. He was very thankful. This morning on the way to work, I saw him walking on College Avenue, still wearing the hat. Thank you for your support of the Q90 Lights of Christmas.